On December 18th, Donald Trump became just the third president in history to be impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives. That sets the table for a trial in front of the Senate, and the trial process is complex and highly dependent upon the sometimes intricate rules and customs of the United States Senate. Here to talk about the nuts and bolts of the Senate trial is Tony Madonna, an associate professor of political science at the University of Georgia. He specializes in congressional policy and presidential politics. So, Professor Madonna, what is the current state of affairs regarding the impeachment of Donald Trump?
So I believe we're still kind of at a bit of a standstill. The House has not sent over articles of impeachment yet or appointed managers yet. Because of that, the Senate is not able to move.
So the House officially voted to impeach him at the end of the year, and Donald Trump is impeached. But why haven't the charges been sent out, and how long can Pelosi wait to send those over to the Senate?
So I believe Pelosi has, like, at least currently, a wide degree of latitude, right? She is holding on to the articles because Senate rules specify that the Senate cannot start until they actually receive the rules. Presumably, and it's not entirely clear what the thought process is behind this, but Pelosi has come out and said the reason why she's holding on to them is because she wants to force or some leverage over Senate Majority Leader McConnell to get him to agree with Senate Minority Leader Schumer over the rules or more specific set of rules kind of governing the trial.
Right. And what does a Senate impeachment trial look like? Do they all look the same?
So they don't all look the same, right? Impeachment happens so rarely, especially among a president, that you do get a great deal of variance about it. And Senate rules are complex, highly ambiguous in a lot of ways. So, you know, we've had three presidents now, and so we only have two presidents for precedent. But currently, it sounds like McConnell is at least committed to keeping a similar sort of a setup that we saw in the Clinton impeachment, which, oddly enough, if you go through those rules, like the Senate, I think, revised its formal rules on impeachment somewhat recently, maybe 30-plus years ago, and they are very clear when it comes to sort of the pomp and circumstance, like sort of the here's who's going to make this announcement where, right? But in terms of like the substance behind them, they're a little bit light on that. Yeah.
Well, how much power does McConnell and his caucus have to shape the trial and the outcome?
Provided McConnell has 51 votes, he'll have a great deal of power. The issue is going to be, is he going to have 51 votes on everything? And in a number of instances, the rules are clearer, right, on some issues than other issues. And that's not to say then McConnell can't take 51 senators and revise those rules, right, but that would require another nuclear option type situation. It might require him overturning a Chief Justice ruling, right? And it's unclear whether or not you're going to get 51 senators on that.
Right. Yeah. That's so major.
It is major, and it's also sound like McConnell isn't willing to go through that, that, you know, the bar for impeachment is high enough that he has probably more confidence that he can kind of wait out the initial trial phase, let the managers present arguments both ways, and then maybe a quick move to dismiss after that. And I say quick, that could take a week or plus.
Quick.
Yeah.
For politicians, quick.
Yeah, the Senate's definition of quick differs pretty highly from a lot of folks' definitions of quick.
Let me ask you, why did the founders assign this sort of judicial function of sitting in judgment to the legislative branch instead of the Supreme Court, who handles every other judicial process?
Yeah, so in particular, the founders were, at least from my read on it, a little bit concerned that part of the problem is that they might need to find is judicial usurpation of congressional authority, right? So they're worried that if you gave this power to the courts, it was going to insulate the courts from the legislative body. And that was a pressing concern for them.
Anthony Madonna is an associate professor of political science at the University of Georgia. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.